Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day four of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. And again, I'm grateful to be a part of this study with you. And our topic today is ask, seek, and knock. Prayer is the open admission that without Christ we can do nothing. And prayer is the turning away from ourselves to God in the confidence that He will provide the help we need. Prayer humbles us as needy and exalts God as wealthy. Hey, our text is Matthew 7:7-11. Here it is. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would he give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? You see, our scripture for today is toward the end of Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. That was the greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher who ever lived, Jesus. During this sermon, Jesus taught the Beatitudes, or the attitudes that ought to be in a Christian life. Then Jesus continued in Matthew 6:7 to give some very difficult and pointed teachings about how a believer is supposed to live out his or her Christian life. Within these teachings, Jesus emphasized the importance of prayer. Bruce Barton, in the Life Application Biblical Commentary, gives the following explanation of Matthew 7:7-8. He writes, "Beginning in chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount has thus far explained to Jesus' followers the lifestyle and life attitudes that He expected from them. Some may have heard and thought the demands to be impossible. Here Jesus gave the answer to those thoughts and questions. Ask, seek, knock. The ability to live for God is only a prayer away. The verbs are in the present tense, indicating continuous activity. Jesus' followers can keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking, indicating the importance of persistent, constant prayer in our lives. Only through prayer can believers stay in contact with God and know what He wants them to do, and then have the strength to do God's will in all areas of life. God will answer believers who persistently ask, seek, and knock. Jesus promised, "For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." God has told the prophet Jeremiah, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." That's Jeremiah 29:13. Those three words, ask, seek, knock, combine to emphasize the truth that those who bring their needs to God can trust that they will be satisfied. All three are metaphors for praying. Sometimes God does not answer our prayers immediately. Sometimes we must keep on knocking, awaiting God's answer. However, if we continue to trust God through prayer, God promises that we will receive, find, and have an open door. Believers, however, must not take Jesus' words as a blank check. Prayer is not a magical way to obtain whatever we want. Jesus had already explained some conditions on this promise. His followers were to show mercy and forgiveness to others, to avoid praying in order to get attention, and be willing to persevere in prayer. Our request must be in harmony with God's will, that your will be done, accepting His will above our desires. Now, Jesus tells us to persist in pursuing God. People often give up after a few half-hearted efforts and conclude that they cannot find God. Knowing God takes faith, focus, and follow-through. And Jesus assures us that we will be rewarded. Don't give up your efforts to seek God even when the doors seem closed. Continue to ask Him for more knowledge, patience, and wisdom, and love, and understanding. He will give them to you. Jesus continues in the next few verses, Matthew 7, 9 through 11, to present a startling comparison. He shares an illustration of how even a wicked father gives good gifts to his children. Then Jesus states the obvious point of his comparison. If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Barton gave these profound words on Jesus' comparison. If humans can be kind, imagine how kind God can be. He created kindness. So, keep on being consistent and persistent in your prayers to God. Your Heavenly Father cares greatly for you. Keep on asking because you know nothing is impossible with God. Keep on seeking because nothing is more important than your relationship with God. And keep on knocking with complete confidence, knowing that He hears your prayers. Wow, what a lesson to put into practice. Let's sort of drive it home with a few questions. The first question: what new insights did you learn today from Matthew 7, 7 through 11? How can you apply what you've learned to your prayer time with God? Second question: why is Jesus' comparison between evil fathers and our perfect Heavenly Father important? And number three: how persistent are you in asking, seeking, and knocking? What keeps you from being more persistent? Let us pray. Oh God, teach us to ask, to seek, to knock, to be persistent, and to know that You always hear and You always give what is best for us. Teach us to pray in that way. In Jesus' name, amen.